Congressional Democrats have been pressing for a formal investigation into why the United States has failed to find any weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. They say the Bush administration, in making its case for overthrowing Saddam Hussein, may have exaggerated the threat of such weapons. Today, the Republican chairs on three key committees stopped short of opening such a probe. Instead, they announced what they're calling a review of intelligence documents used to assess Iraq's WMD threat. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
What Democrats were hoping for were bipartisan joint hearings, both public and private, of the Armed Services and Intelligence Committees. These would amount to a formal congressional investigation of the administration's pre-war claims about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. But Senate Intelligence Chair Pat Roberts resisted the Democrats' demands. All he announced today was a broad review of intelligence documents.
I don't think a formal, quote, investigation, which is a pejorative, that there's something dreadfully wrong and that you're going to have to set things straight is the proper course of action at this time. Let's do our homework first. If it proves out that there is some concern and some kind of egregious mistake, why, obviously, we'll go further with that with further action. But right now, let's do our homework.
White House spokesman Ari Fleischer said today the Bush administration welcomes a review of what he called facts that led previous administrations to know Iraq possessed weapons of mass destruction. And Senate Armed Services Committee Chair John Warner today defended how this administration has handled such intelligence.
The evidence that I have examined does not rise to give the presumption that anyone in this administration has hyped or cooked or embellished such evidence to a particular purpose. And I regret that those allegations have been made.
Still, those allegations continue. Joe Biden is the top Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Though Biden supported invading Iraq, today he questioned how administration officials had sold that war to the American public.
They created a false sense of urgency, a questionable and hard to sustain tie with terrorist organizations being able to share in and or be trained by and or use any of the stockpiles.
Such questioning comes as battles heat up for next year's presidential election. And today, Intelligence Chair Roberts characterized such criticism as attacks.
Some of the attacks have been simply politics and for political gain. I will not allow the committee to be politicized or to be used as an unwitting tool for any political strategist.
The top Democrat on Roberts' Intelligence Committee, Jay Rockefeller, accused his GOP colleagues today of foot-dragging by holding what he called an entirely inadequate review of the administration's use of intelligence. Rockefeller said his fellow Democrats disagree with the Republicans' approach.
The one thing they've all said is we don't want a political process, but we do want a real investigation. We want an aggressive oversight investigation. That's what we're on the Intelligence Committee for.
Rockefeller said such an investigation is crucial if the U.S. is to carry out a policy of preemptive warfare. If such a policy is to hold, he said, the credibility of the claims made about Iraq have to be thoroughly probed. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.